Well, hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Not Your Child Road Safety Show, a show dedicated to road safety, sprinkled with entrepreneurship, with a hospitality cherry on top. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Julia Matthews, aka the Breathalyzer Girl, and owner of Not Your Child Corp, a Canadian company dedicated to, you guessed it, road safety. Check us out when you have a chance at notyourchild.com. Now, as usual, we'll start off our lovely day today with a couple feel-good songs to keep you company behind the wheel. And then we head right into our discussion section, move right back into some more feel-good music, and finally, as all good things come to an end, we close with our quote of the day. So what do you say? Stick around with me for a great show? Well, buckle up your seatbelts and let's dive into the Not Your Child Road Safety Show.
Pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping. The jam is pumping, look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that. We'll be right back.
And friends, today, don't we have a great lineup for you? Of course, with yours truly. There, I always wanted to say that, but we have a great lineup, but lucky us, we have two of them. We have a drop-in from our safe driving guru friend, Scott Marshall. You remember him, right? Yes. One of the hosts of Canada's Worst Driver. And he's also a writer and a podcast star and just a great human being. You know, he makes me laugh. That's why every time I say Scott Marshall, I start laughing because he's just a really great guy. And we also have our very own grape guy with us again today. Yes, we do. And he'll be educating us or wine-ducating us on some wine and winery-related items. So don't we just love his golden nuggets, the grape guy? Of course we do. Of course we do. And you'll have me. So stay tuned for a great show today, folks. And you know my rule, don't you touch that dial. We'll be right back.
I can feel it, I can feel you all through me. Push, push. We only carry the most reliable, highest quality breathalyzers and testers in North America and Europe. All our devices have the highest certification you'll find. They are FDA approved and TÜV certified. We don't carry good enough, we carry the best. It's a matter of pride and our company's identity. So head to notyourchild.com/driversafety and pick up some life-saving gifts or find them at some of your favorite wineries and watering holes. And if they don't have them, ask them to stock them. They could very well end up saving a life. And remember our golden rule. When you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober.
And friends, do you remember Bonnie Raitt? Huh, 13 Grammys? 30 Grammy nominations? As well as a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award? Born November 8th, 1949. Here is Let's Give Them Something to Talk About by Miss Bonnie Raitt.
Well, hello again, friends. And as I promised, we have our friend back, Scott Marshall, who has spent over 30 years promoting road safety across Canada and beyond.
Do you have winter tires on your vehicle yet?
I have all weather tires.
Okay. All weather tires are a good secondary solution to having winter tires. Okay. So they're okay.
Okay.
So the difference is that some people still leave their all seasons, and it's kind of a play on words because it's not all seasons, not in Canada.
What's the difference? I thought they were the same. All seasons, all weather. It sounds the same.
It's the only common word is the all. Mm-hmm. The fact that all season tires become very hard when the temperature drops.
Hmm.
They're kind of like dress shoes in the wintertime. You wouldn't run down the street in dress shoes in the wintertime because you'd lose your traction and you wouldn't be able to stop. You're going to slide. Mm-hmm. All seasons are kind of like that. Winter tires, the rubber from a winter tire is a softer rubber compound compared to the all season tires. So it's more flexible when the weather drops to actually it's 7 degrees. It's not even freezing level. And the grooves in the tire itself are wider. So it actually allows the snow and slush to dissipate through them and allow them the ability to grip the road better.
But that's for winter tires. What's the difference?
That's for winter tires. So the all weather is a cross between the all seasons and the winter tires. Somewhat softer rubber, not as soft because if your road temperature is hot, like in the summertime, because the rubber of a winter tire is much softer, it can wear down pretty quick.
Right.
And they're not going to last very long. Mm-hmm. But the all weather can last longer. Through the summer months, and then you don't have to change your tires every 6 months. But there's a financial advantage to having winter tires. So, you know, people will say, well, I can't afford winter tires. I have my all seasons. They're just as good. And they say, well, if the weather's bad, I don't go out. Well, they're called winter tires, not snow tires. And the reason, the difference is they're for the season, not just for the elements. So as mentioned, when the temperature drops to +7 or under on a regular basis, the asphalt is colder. Your tires have less opportunity to grip the road as much as you would like. So when you pay out the money for winter tires and you've got your winter tires on for 6 months, well, surprise, your all seasons aren't being used.
Right.
So instead of having 4 years with your all seasons, you can now go 8 years.
Right.
Because you're only using them for half the year.
Exactly.
And then obviously, depending on how much you drive, your winter tires can also get you out of in the winter weather. They'll last you for a number of winters. But the other advantage for savings is it saves you on fuel. If you have all seasons and your tires are spinning while you're trying to go, you've got to rock your vehicle back and forth to get out of a snowbank or things like that because you can't grip. And you're burning fuel, but you're not going anywhere.
Right.
Your tires spin when you're trying to go around a corner, trying to make a left turn. So you don't go again, it takes you longer to get to your destination. So again, you're burning more fuel, but a winter tire grips better and allows you to go. So you don't have to spin your tires. You get to go when you press the accelerator, whether you're getting out of a parking spot or whatever.
Wow.
you'll be seeing Not Your Child at some of your favorite events, keeping the fun going, and with some awesome prizes while keeping our community safe with our devices and free breath tests. So if you have any questions about alcohol consumption or other alcohol-related questions, come by our booth, pick up some breathalyzers, or get a free breath test. All our techs are knowledgeable, friendly, and love to answer all your BRAC questions. Come over and say hi. See you soon.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Well, today, Julia, I'd like to talk about glassware. I'd like to talk about proper stemware. People always ask me, should I have good glasses or Dixie cups? Well, nobody really asks me about the Dixie cups thing. But what I'm trying to get at here is that wine should be drank
from proper stemware. I don't mean that you should rush out and buy Riedel or Spiegelau or anything like that that's super expensive and you can't afford. You can head out to Winners and find yourself a good set of glassware. You can go on to Amazon and find yourself some crystal stemware that is also available. And other people have asked me, do I need a specific glass for a specific wine? And what I would recommend there is quite simple. You need a good white wine glass. You need a good red wine glass. You do not need a specific glass for Cabernet, for Zinfandel, for Chardonnay, for Pinot, for any of the other grape varieties. One good white wine glass and one good red wine glass. I do have one little caveat there. If you are a drinker of Burgundian wines, meaning Chardonnay or Pinot Noir, maybe you should pick yourself up also a good Burgundy glass. Other than that, a good red wine glass and a good white wine glass will do you just fine. Just make sure they're of good quality. Don't drink out of garbage. Garbage in, garbage out, is all I can say. I'm Michael Pincus, the Grape Guy for MichaelPincusWineReview.com. You can find me on social media as The Grape Guy, where you'll find posts and reviews and all kinds of stuff there. See you next time.
Hold on for one more day. Yeah, hold on.
And friends, you know we like to wind it all down for you with the quote of the day. And today's quote comes to us from Fukuzawa Yukichi, that Japanese writer, educator, and philosopher. Look him up if you're unfamiliar. And he says, "Your destiny unfolds during the times you show resilience and strength." End quote. I quite agree with that. Let's hear that again. He says, "Your destiny unfolds during the times you show resilience and strength." And that comes to us again, folks, from Fukuzawa Yukichi.
Well, thanks for joining us today, friends, on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, head to notyourchild.com/radio show to submit any questions, comments, or shout outs you want us to address on the next show. Until then, friends, I hope you continue having a lovely day. And remember our golden rule: when you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Ciao.
Forever. The rendezvous of coming together, meeting in places, the pleasure times we spent.